I think this time is when she was visiting her parents, and then that's the moment. As I was taking leave of my parents and asking for their blessing, I felt the power of the grace of God being poured out upon my soul. My father, my mother, and my grandmother blesses me with tears in their eyes, wished me the greatest faithfulness to God's graces, and begged me never to forget how many graces God had granted me in calling me to the religious life. It's always a gift, whatever. They asked me to pray for them. Although everyone was crying, I did not shed a single tear. It happened like that. When people cry, we don't cry much. I tried to be brave and comforted them as best I could, reminding them of heaven where there would be no more parting. Stanley, the brother, walked me to the car. I told him how much God loves pure souls and assured him God was satisfied with him. When I was telling him about the goodness of God and of how he thinks of us, he burst out crying like a little child. And I was not surprised, but this was a pure soul and as such, more capable of recognizing God. Once I was in the car, I let my heart have its way, and I too cried like a baby. You'd be the same, no? When people bidding farewell to you in the airport, you didn't cry much. But once you get into the waiting hall, and then you started to cry, isn't it? And very much more than they did. Like a baby. For joy that God was granting to our family so many graces, and I became steeped in a prayer of thanksgiving. By evening, I was already in Warsaw. Firstly, I greeted the Lord of the house, Jesus in the Eucharist, and then I went to greet the whole community. When I entered the chapel, they said good night to the Lord before retiring, and I apologized for having talked so little to him when I was at home. I heard the voice within my soul. I was very pleased that you had not been talking with me, but were making my goodness known to souls and rousing them to love me. Although you don't have time to pray, but let people feel the presence of God in you, no, by words and by deeds. Don't tell yourself that I'm far from the Eucharist. You are one with the Blessed Sacrament the whole day. You are the moving tabernacle. You remember this concept? We are the moving tabernacle. Wherever you are, Jesus is present in you. Mother Superior, Mary Joseph, said to me, "We are both going to Yusefnik tomorrow, sister, and you will have a chance to talk with Mother General Michael." I was delighted. Mother General was ever the same, full of goodness, peace, and the Spirit of God. I had a long talk with her. We attended the afternoon service. The litany of the Sacred Heart of Jesus was sung. The Lord Jesus was exposed in the monstrance. After a short while, I saw the little Jesus who came out from the host and rested in my hands. This lasted for a moment. Immense joy flooded my soul. The child Jesus had the same appearance as he had the time we entered the chapel with Mother Superior, my former directress, Mother Joseph. The next day, I was already back in my beloved Vilnius. Oh, how happy I felt to be back in my convent. I felt as though I was entering the convent for the second time. I took unending delight in the silence, and peace in which the soul can so easily immerse itself in God, helped by everyone and disturbed by no one. Seek the silence in your hearts. Also during the day, you too, although in the marketplace, but still you can keep the silence, interior silence. You know, they're yearning. Sister Faustina is yearning for this silence. You have this desire. You want to talk all the time, always on the phone, always on the digital now. Or keep yourself a little bit space for the Lord. The great Lent. When I become immersed in the Lord's passion, I often see the Lord Jesus during adoration in this manner. After the scourging, the torturers took the Lord and stripped him of his own garment, which had already adhered to the wounds. As he took it off, his wounds reopened. Then they threw the dirty and tattered scarlet cloak over the fresh wounds of the Lord. The cloak, in some places, barely reached his knees. They made him sit on a piece of beam, and then they wove a crown of thorns, which they put on his sacred head. They put a reed in his hand and make fun of him, bowing to him as to a king. Some spades in his face, which others took the reed and struck him on the head with it. Others caused him pain by slapping him. Still others covered his face and struck him with their fists. Jesus bore all this with meekness. Who can comprehend him, comprehend his suffering? Jesus' eyes were downcast. I sense what was happening in the most sweet heart of Jesus at that time. Let every soul reflect on what Jesus was suffering at that moment. They tried to outdo each other in insulting the Lord. I reflected, where does such malice in men comes from? It is caused by sin. Love and sin have met. So Jesus is pure love. Sin comes in. When I was attending Mass in a certain church with another sister, I felt the greatness and majesty of God. I enveloped me, and though it terrified me, it filled me with peace and joy. I knew that nothing could oppose his will. Oh, if only all souls knew who is living in our churches, there would not be so many outrages and so much disrespect in this holy place. And in those in the church, they don't respect the quietness. They take it not as much, but more or less their marketplace. So I think at least ourselves in a church, big church, many times really before Mass, people is chatting as if nothing happened. Because in the big church we don't have the Blessed Sacrament, so they take for granted this. It's just a hall. But it shouldn't be like this, no? O eternal and incomprehensible love, I beg you for one grace. Enlighten my mind with lights from on high. Help me to know and appreciate all things according to their value. I feel the greatest joy in my soul when I come to know the truth. Next paragraph, March 21st, 1935. Often during Mass, I see the Lord in my soul. I feel his presence, which pervades my being. I sense his divine gaze. I have long talked with him without saying a word, heart to heart. I know what his divine heart desires, and I always do what will please him the most. I love him to distraction. I feel that I am being loved by God. At those times when I meet with God deep within myself, I feel so happy that I do not know how to express it. Such moments are short, for the soul could not bear it for long. A separation from the body would be inevitable. Though these moments are very short, the power, however, which is transmitted to the soul, remains with it for a very long time. Without the least effort, I experience the profound reconnection which then envelops me. And it does not diminish even if I talk with people, nor does it interfere with the performance of my duties. I feel the constant presence of God without any effort of my soul. I know that I am united with him as closely as a drop of water is united with the bottomless ocean. Last Thursday, towards the end of my prayers, I felt this grace, and it lasted for an unusually long time. But it was throughout Mass, so that I thought I would die of joy. At such times, my knowledge of God and his attributes becomes more acute, and also I note my own self and my misery much better. I'm amazed at the Lord's great condescension to such a miserable soul as mine. After Holy Mass, I felt completely immersed in God and am still conscious of his very glance into the depth of my heart. About midday, I entered the chapel for a moment, and again, the power of grace struck my heart. As I continued in a state of recollection, Saturn took a flower pot and angrily hurled it to the ground with all his might. I saw all his rage and his jealousy, always around the devil surrounding us. The time we saw the film, The Passion of Christ, no? When Jesus carried the cross, next is the devil. Carrying a baby, It's not a baby. They interpret the church today. When on one hand Jesus is suffering, on the other hand, the devil is attacking the church. Today, attacked by new thoughts, new theology, sometimes away from, they say, traditional thinking of the old theology. They have a new thinking. There was no one in the chapel, so I got up, picked up the pieces of flower pot, repotted the flowers, and tried to do all this before anyone came in. But I did not manage to do so, as Mother Superior came in at that moment together with Sister Sacristan and several other sisters. Mother Superior was surprised that I had been touching something on the altar and thus caused the flower pot to fall. The flower pot on the altar, it fell down. So misunderstood by the superior that she was touching something and then the flower pot fell down. But there was the devil, so angry, pulled down the flower pot. Sister Sacristan showed her displeasure, the way she looked, naughty girl. And I did my best not to explain to or excuse myself. But toward evening, I felt very exhausted and couldn't make my holy hour. So I asked Mother Superior to allow me to go to bed early. I felt I slept as soon as I lay down, But at about 11 o'clock, sudden, shook to my bed. I awoke instantly, and I started to pray peacefully to my guardian angel. Then I saw the souls who were doing penance in purgatory. They appeared like shadows, and among them I saw many demons. One of these tried to vex me, taking the form of a cat. He kept throwing himself onto my bed and on my feet, and he was quite heavy, as if weighing a ton. Keep her awake all the time. I kept praying the rosary, thank you, all the while. And toward dawn, these beings vanished, and I was able to get some sleep the whole night, imagine. When I entered the chapel in the morning, I heard a voice in my soul. You are united to me. Fear nothing. But know, my child, that Satan hates you. He hates every soul, but he burns with a particular hatred for you because you have snatched so many souls from his dominion. So the devil is angry because she is praying so hard for the souls. Not only those in the purgatory, souls on earth, you know, they can be prayed for the devil, for the underground, more deep than purgatory, you know. Holy First Day, April 18th. This morning I heard these words. From today until the resurrection, you will not feel my presence, but your soul will be filled with great longing. And immediately a great longing filled my soul. I felt a separation from my beloved Jesus. And when the moment of Holy Communion came, I saw the suffering face of Jesus in every host contained the chalice. From that moment, I felt a more intense yearning in my heart. On Good Friday, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when I entered the chapel, I heard these words. I desire that the image be publicly honored. Divine mercy. Then I saw the Lord Jesus dying on the cross amidst great suffering. And out of the heart of Jesus came the same two rays as are in the image. Saturday, during Vesper, I saw the Lord Jesus radiant as the sun in a bright garment. And he said to me, may your hearts be joyful. And great joy flooded me, and I was penetrated with God's presence, which for the soul is a treasure beyond words. When the image was displayed, I saw a sudden movement of the hand of Jesus as he made a large sign of the cross. In the evening of the same day, when I had gone to bed, I saw the image going over the tongue, and the tongue was covered with what appeared to be a mast and nest. And Jesus passed. He cut through all the nets and finally made a large sign of the cross and disappeared. I saw myself surrounded by multitudes of malicious figures burning with hatred for me. Various threats came from their lips, but none of them touched me. After a moment, this apparition vanished, but for a long time I could not get to sleep. on Friday when I was at Ostham Brahma to attend a ceremony during which the image was displaced, I heard a sermon given by my confessor, Father Sopoku. This sermon about divine mercy was first of the things that Jesus had asked for so very long time. When he began to speak about the great mercy of the Lord, the image came alive and the rays pierced the hearts of people gathered there, but not all to the same degree. Some received more, some less. Great joy filled my soul to see the grace of God. Then I heard the words, "You are a witness of my mercy. You shall stand before my throne forever as a living witness to my mercy." So today, Sister Faustina is also the secretary of Jesus for his divine mercy. Pray that this year the relics of Faustina can come. Last year, by some mistake, he could not come. She could not come. After the first Sunday of Easter last year, we had the relics for her one, right? Do you remember? Faustina with us every morning, the Sunday morning, with so much grace, no? So pray that this year we can have she within ourselves. When the sermon was over, I did not wait for the end of the service, and I was in a hurry to get back home. When I had taken a few steps, a great multitude of demons blocked my way. They threatened me with terrible tortures, and voices could be heard. "She has snatched away everything we have worked for over so many years." When I asked them, "Where have you come from in such great numbers?" the wicked forms answered, "Out of human hearts. Stop tormenting us." So, because when a person accepts Jesus, the devils have to go out. So there are so many accused Sister Faustina because you have so many souls go back to God. And these demons have no place to go, and those who follow Faustina have blocked his way. Seeing the great hatred for me, I immediately asked my guardian angels for help. And at once the bright and radiant figure of my guardian angel appeared and said to me, "Do not fear, spouse of my Lord. Without his permission, these spirits will do you no harm. So don't worry, even maybe at times we're attacked by the evil spirit, but Jesus is protecting us." Immediately the evil spirit vanished, and the faithful guardian angel accompanied me in a visible manner right to the very house. His look was modest and peaceful, and the flame of fire sparkled from his forehead. This is the guardian angel. What she said, what she see. "Oh Jesus, I would like to toil and wear myself out and suffer all my life for that one moment in which I saw your glory, O Lord, and profit for souls." So, next week again. Thank you.